The light went out. It was the first thing that alerted her. The single light bulb, encased in wire mesh on the ceiling, glared down on her continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The sudden darkness pressed against the backs of Hannah Sheridan's closed eyelids. Sensing the change, her body woke from her restless nightmares. She sat up from the bare mattress on the cold concrete floor. She turned her head left and right, straining her eyes. At first she thought she'd been plunged into complete and utter blackness. But no, the narrow rectangle of a window on the southwest side of the room allowed in the barest trickle of dim light. The window was located beneath the back deck. Filtering through the iron bars, very little daylight made its way down here. She'd grown used to it. Hannah blinked, let her eyes adjust. Shadowy shapes appeared. The beanbag in the corner, the doorless bathroom across from her, the small fridge, the rolling cart with the microwave, the narrow counter with the sink and cabinet where she kept her dishes along the far wall. The silence was the second thing. She was used to quiet, but this was something else. The rumble of the generator outside the window, the buzz of the small fridge, the cycling of air from the heating and air conditioning unit. Everything had gone still and silent. No sound but her own breathing. For several long minutes, she didn't move. Was this another trick? A trap just waiting to spring its jaws? She was used to tricks, too. She lived inside a trap. The light didn't come back on. The fridge didn't buzz. The generator didn't rumble back to life. She glanced at the tiny camera affixed to the ceiling above the secure metal door. The little glowing green dot no longer glowed. The camera was blind. The power had never gone out before. He came and checked it often, made sure everything worked, and remained in pristine condition. The electricity, the water, the heat, the camera, the security system. The generator kept her alive. It also kept her trapped. Slowly, she pushed aside her two blankets and rose from the mattress in the corner of the room. Her bare feet hit the chilly concrete floor, but she barely noticed. Her mind spun and whirred, confused thoughts ricocheting against her skull. Nothing made sense. Why would the power go out? Had he forgotten to refill the generator? Was it something else, like a storm or a power surge? When would it come back on? Would it come on? Would he know it was out and return to check on her? Sometimes he came every 7 days. Sometimes 2 weeks passed. There was no rhyme or reason to his visits. No way to tell how many days she'd need to survive before he returned. If he returned. It was easy to lose track of time here. At first, tracking the days had been of crucial importance. Counting the hours, the days, weeks, months, then the years. Always hoping for rescue, praying for it, desperate for an escape that never came. She looked at the calendar she'd made with chalk on the wall above the mattress. It was too dim to see them, but her mind conjured the images clear as day. She'd stared at those blunt marks hundreds, thousands of times. She knew it was day by the dull gray light. But what day? What month? November? December? Or even later? When had she stopped keeping track? Only a few weeks. No, it was longer. Maybe even months. Her mind was clouded and foggy, like it had been stuffed with cotton. It was hard to think straight. Got harder with every day that passed, every day that took her further from who she used to be and sucked her deeper into this endless hell. Fatigue gripped her and tugged at her arms and legs. Who cared what day or month it was? Nothing ever changed. Nothing ever would. Her entire life consisted of these four concrete walls, a 15 by 20 room. To her right, she felt the door like a physical presence, looming just at the periphery of her vision. She turned again, faced it. The cold of the floor leached through her feet, sent chills racing up her spine. She shivered. The door was locked. It was always locked. But what if it wasn't?